Welcome back. I hope you like that. Passing it over to my permanent, semi-permanent guest, who will hopefully be joining me many nights here.
We'll see how long she can keep me here. I'm Meg. What did we, Midnight Movies is the name of our show.
Yes, it is.
You just heard Kingdom Dance from my favorite movie ever, Tangled.
Mm-hmm.
Little introduction to me. And yeah, next up is a little introduction to Katie, your permanent host, who is not breaking the board anymore.
Yeah, no. Now that we figured out that I semi know what I'm doing,
she's a pro.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I feel like I'm in a helicopter right now.
Oh.
You know, when they like
the headphones. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does feel kind of cool like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Next song. The theme from The Last of Us.
Ooh. What a vibe switch.
Yes.
Thank you. that was just the wonderful song Test Flight from How to Train Your Dragon number one, which, fun fact, was my number one song played on Spotify for either 2021 or 2022. I can't remember.
That's so amazing. I love that.
I was really into it. Very motivating, I fear. It's like my between homework song. It was like, let me get hyped up to Test Flight from How to Train Your Dragon.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it killed. Still does, as you can tell. It's so good.
Up next, we have a little Hans Zimmer special.
Ooh.
I'm not going to say the name yet, because I hope you know it.
I got it. No, there's pressure.
Yeah.
It better be Interstellar. Oh, she's nodding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess too quick. Sorry. I ruined the surprise.
Oh, no.
Play
okay,
that.
It's okay. Thank you. that was a special request from a good friend out there in the far, far region of UMass Amherst. This one's for you, buddy. But I think we just determined our theme for the night.
As of right now.
Yes.
It will be a thing. Yeah. We make a little theme.
Totally so planned.
So planned. But tonight's theme is epic instrumentals.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm thinking theme songs. I'm thinking big moments.
Yes.
I'm thinking Hiccup gets back on the dragon.
Absolutely.
You know? And that's the vibe.
Speaking of movies with dragons.
Oh my god.
Perfect segue into that, our next.
You killed so,
yeah,
that.
Yeah, absolutely.
You killed that. Oh my god.
Wow. Yeah, get ready for this one.
Get that one going. It's too good. Thank you.
That was kind of a hard transition, I'm not gonna lie. But thank you for sticking with us.
We'll get there.
Yeah, we'll get there.
Someday.
So.
One of these days.
Working out the, yeah.
Everything.
Working out the everything.
Hey, you know what? That's what today is.
You're here with us for the journey, okay?
Not the destination. What even would be the destination in this metaphor? A good show.
Will we ever get there?
Stick around. Find out. You know what? We must all have goals.
Yeah.
What's up next?
What's up next? This is Meredith's home.
Oh, so good. I actually saw that movie dressed up as Merida before I had even seen the movie.
Oh, that's commitment.
Well, because she shot bow and arrows, and I thought that was the
coolest.
Do
you shoot bow and arrows?
No, but I really wanted to when I was younger.
Like, I feel like you could be good at archery.
Thank you. I've tried it a couple times. I'm kind of mediocre, but like in another life, I'm like at the Olympics in a real life Merida.
Uh-huh.
Just because I dressed up to her movie without seeing the movie. But you know what? I was right for that.
You know,
it
I'm glad
stands.
You liked it.
Yeah, that would have sucked if I hated it. I got made fun of too, my friend.
Damn.
I went to see it with my friend, and she was like, "Why are you dressed up?" And I'm like,
Why are you not dressed up?
She's like, "You haven't even seen it yet." And I'm like, "You've seen the trailers. She shoots bow and arrows."
Yeah, that's
also,
what you know.
Yeah, also she's Scottish.
Scottish.
And apparently I am too, so.
Oh my gosh, wow.
Full circle.
Yeah.
So many stories that connect to Merida.
Did you have a wig too?
No, I didn't come in that far. I had like, I would not be able to stand that.
You could have gave like full Chapel Roan.
Oh
like,
my God, before pre-date. Chapel Roan.
Yeah, that could have been you.
Yeah. Merida kind of is Chapel Roan before Chapel Roan.
Is it the pipeline?
Maybe. And I'll be fighting for my own. Wait, I'll be shooting for my own hand. Oh, I can't believe I messed it up. I'm a big fan. Either way, Chapel Roan would do that. Because what single female Disney princess hasn't been accused of being a lesbian?
So true.
You know, Meredith.
Yeah.
Elsa.
Yeah.
Is that there is?
Are any of them single?
Moana? I don't think Moana's caught lesbian
allegations. She had a lot going on. I don't think she had time.
No. She was on the ocean. There were no prospects, male or female. She was busy finding herself, finding her grandma's ghost, and we loved that for her.
Yeah.
But, you know, Merida, on the other hand, she said it herself, "I'll be shooting for me."
Since you bring out your inner Scottish.
Yeah.
It's not offensive if you're genetically.
Somehow, along the... My last name is...
Yeah.
You know, technically I'm a clan. You can find me in any Irish or Scottish gift shops that have those little, you know, you would be in them too.
See,
and
I
the
feel
Irish
mine's
ones,
like
yours
English.
Is too.
It's,
oh, is
it's
it?
It's kind of English. Oh. See, like, but I can go back, like my, like grandmother's maiden name very Irish.
Yeah,
find that.
See, because technically
time.
My mom's maiden name, so Norwegian.
Oh,
my mom's dad was convinced that our like relatives came over on the Mayflower. Like my mom told me my entire life, like, you came, we are from the Mayflower. And then just the other night while we were talking about Boston history, I was like, "Mom, I think we know who was on the Mayflower." And I sure enough looked up the list of names and there was none of us. So she was like, "Wow, Papa Jim is rolling in his grave right now," because apparently that was the lore, the canons, that we were on the Mayflower, but the internet says otherwise. So I don't know how we got from Merida to this, but...
But, yeah, here's Merida's from Rave. A lovely score.
Oh, so
enjoy.
Good.
Wasn't that just lovely?
So lovely.
Yes, thinking of Merida's lovely red locks, as you put it.
Thank you, thank you.
I will
now
transition into our PSA of the evening. It's an autumn outdoor exercise PSA. Autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. Enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Beautiful. Yeah. See, you don't have to be on a cool horse shooting arrows through the forest.
You could.
I mean, good on you if you are.
I feel like that might not be entirely legal here.
True. Oh, to be
bring
in the Scottish Highlands. Bring back horses is real. Oh my god. Did you know we have an equestrian team?
I did, actually.
I was talking to
someone. I know someone on it.
Oh my god, I know someone on it too. And it was crazy. She was like, yeah, I came to college. Oh, and I brought my horse to college. And I was like,
pardon.
So how's your horse adjusting to the change? You know? Like, how do you respond to that?
Yes, how does your horse feel about the dining hall food?
Yeah,
how
are they living a good life here, like, getting exercise?
Join any clubs.
Like, yeah, she's like, my horse is living better than I am.
Okay.
And I was like, okay.
I don't think we have stables. I think they use stables.
No, it's a half hour away. I got
it's
the
like
whole thing.
It's an outsourced stable.
Yeah, it's an outsourced stable. She was complaining about it. She was like, yeah, I have to drive 30 minutes.
She has to go drive to ride a horse.
Yes, not only does she have to have a car, but not only does she have to have a horse, but she has to have a car.
I feel like that kind of defeats the purpose of having a horse in college.
Right? Why isn't she just galloping back and forth?
For real.
Like, Hill Hall mailroom could just be a stable. Who needs Amazon packages when you have
I would much rather have
a horse.
A horse in our basement.
Yeah. And you know they're not even considered student athletes.
Are the horses?
So, I mean, I hope the horses have never been considered student athletes. The people who ride the horses aren't considered student athletes. Because it's a club sport.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Isn't that an interesting dynamic?
Huh.
I don't know if she was like...
That feels kind of intense for a club sport.
Yeah, she was like, yeah, horse. I spent... You have to have a whole horse, and you have to, like, it's like a commitment, because you obviously have to get out there, and then you have to, like, ride your horse. Apparently, they need to be ridden daily.
Oh.
I wanted to be a horse girl when I was younger.
So it's like a high-maintenance dog.
So high-maintenance. I never got into the nitty-gritties. I just rode the ponies around. There was a pony named Nancy, and I liked it, because it was Fancy Nancy. You know the books?
Oh, yeah.
Speaking
another
of
redhead,
Chapel Roan.
Curly redhead.
Yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of overlap in
apparently,
your life.
That's all I cared about when I was younger.
That's all you needed?
All I needed in life is a curly redhead. Still looking
Still
for one, let me know. Actually, I don't think I've had good experience with real life curly redheads.
I feel like...
I've met one.
Yeah.
Shout out, Tad.
You know, I've also met one.
Yeah.
Shout out Connor. I don't think you're listening right now, but that's okay. I forgive you.
It's my brother's name.
Oh my gosh.
Speaking of Irish. Anyways, what's up next?
Next, we have Define Dancing from a classic, WALL-E.
Oh, so good.
Yes. Ligos. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Sorry, that was a little dramatic, even for dramatic instrumentals theme, but we had gone all this time without Star Wars, and it is dramatic instrumentals. Yeah,
absolutely.
You know.
It needed to be part of the night.
We couldn't be lacking in that anymore. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm making a list for future episode themes, because, you know, we're so prepared, and I'm doing this right now.
We're really good at this.
It might just be because it's 2:40 a.m. in the morning, but what's the guy's name? The director with the symmetrical shots, Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Oh, my God.
Why are we... See?
No. Oh, my God. Wait.
Our non-existent fans are hating us right now. Why can't I remember it? Because I'm thinking it'd be so good to have a hymn night.
I can think of all of
the movies.
Grand
Budapest Hotel.
Yes, Royal Tenenbaums.
They're so good, and they all got great soundtracks.
Oh, my God. Why can I not...
Like, it's on the tip of my tongue. Like,
that's insane.
I'm trying not to... I'm just going to search it up because it's been, like, this... That whole dramatic song was the soundtrack to me realizing I can't remember his name.
Wait, no.
Fantastic. Why did I choose the longest one? Wes Anderson. How did we think it? Wes Anderson.
That's so embarrassing.
Anyways.
Okay, yeah, it's 2:40 in the morning, so cut us some
common
slack.
Theme. It's now on the list.
Okay.
I won't share the other ones. It'll be a surprise.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, I just thought of another good idea.
We have some great ideas coming your way
in the
following weeks.
Stay tuned on the Tuesdays. Ooh, I like that.
Stay tuned on the Tuesdays. Is that going to be a recurring line?
Well, it's not... Oh, wait, it is Tuesday.
It technically, yeah.
It still feels like Monday.
Monday never ends.
You're so right about that one. Oh, my God, we should have a... Oh, wait, I can't share the ideas.
It'll be a secret.
Just know it kills.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
It's going to...
You got to come back.
Absolutely. If you're even here, you better come
next
back.
Next up. A childhood classic, back at it again with Hans Zimmer.
Oh. We got a brief... John Williams break.
Yeah.
A little, and we're back to Hans Zimmer, but
little,
you can't even
a
bring
little
him.
Number from Kung Fu Panda.
Oh, so good.
Yes. Okay. Have fun.
Thank you.
Wasn't that lovely?
Wow. What a beautiful song.
Okay, yeah, we threw a lot at you.
Yeah. Break it down, Katie.
Yeah, no, okay. Let's say Uguay Essence.
Oh my god.
A lovely moment of a turtle passing on in front of a panda.
A turtle. Master Uguay. Oh my god. My dad loves those movies. Mm. And I can't blame him. They eat. Because, like, they're funny, haha, but, like,
yeah.
That, it kills.
Yeah.
Also, tigress.
Say less.
Hear me out.
Say more.
Actually, yeah. Even viper, dare I say him? Who was the snow leopard evil guy?
Yeah, it's so true. Was that Tai Lung?
Tai Lung!
Was that Tai Lung?
Yeah.
I feel like I was getting confused with, like, the ram, like...
That was the second movie, right? Or was that the third one?
No, it was the second one.
No, the second one was the peacock. That one's so good.
So true.
That one's so good when he, like, turns into the yin-yang. Yes! Where he's, like, throwing back the cannonballs. Yeah. Dude.
I think we need to rewatch
Put
Monkey
that...
Panda.
All three of them. The first and second are the best, I think.
Yes. Did you see the recent one?
No, I refused to watch the fourth one.
Was such a disappointment.
Fourth movies are never good. Think of a fourth movie that's good.
Like Sharknado.
So that doesn't count because they're equally all bad. You know, it doesn't go up or down. See, because fourth movies never work. They make the trilogy and they're like, oh, let's make more money. Fourth movie and then failure. Anyways, yeah. What was that other one? What was the middle one?
Okay, the next, we did Ratatouille, main theme. So French. Speak French.
So, oui, je parle français.
She's so French.
French too. Elementary French too. Mais oui, je prends un peu français dans mon lycée. Alors, je suis très bien en français. And we're done with that. That's the most French I've ever spoken.
Wow. And you heard it here first.
You heard it here first.
Exclusive.
Exclusive. So, French people are kind of mean when you try and speak their language to them. They're very protective over it.
I mean, fair.
Yeah,
I feel like you can't do that with English because it's such a weird language.
No, that everyone's just like, oh, thanks for trying. But like, you go to Paris and you're like, je voudrais un crêpe. They go, you want one crêpe? And it's really disheartening, not speaking from experience or anything.
No.
No, never. I would never speak from experience on that scary topic.
Still have nightmares about it.
Yeah. Can you imagine if Ratatouille was completely in French and they just did subtitles? Imagine how.
I feel like it would be like more film bro.
It, even more than it, because it is like the most film bro out of Disney animated movies. I mean, can you think of another one? Like
other than like maybe like Wally's
I feel Wally's like the girls love Wally.
Yeah, but like I've seen a video essay. Oh my god, my mom went into labor with me while watching Cars. I just really wanted to see Cars. I was like, Mom, let me out. I want to watch this. No, because like I've seen a video essay titled Pixar's Magnum Opus, Ratatouille. Like, I can't think, like, what's more film bro that's also a Disney or Pixar movie.
Yeah. And then we just finished up with Overture from
Film Bro.
I'm so devastated that I didn't go see it when they were reshowing it in theaters. That was my bad. I don't know where I was, but it wasn't in the theaters where I should have been.
It's probably
in
a dorm room. Your dorm room. Doing homework.
I hate not being locked in.
Watching Whiplash.
You know, you only live once.
I watched that with I watched that with a marching band enthusiast for the first time I'd ever
seen
it.
That's how you gotta do it.
Was with someone who was in marching band.
Yeah.
And she was like, hold on, wait, pause. Let me tell you about the genius of the music in this scene.
No, genuinely. Yeah.
I know nothing about it, but I was like, okay, speak your truth. Speak your truth. I don't know. Yeah. Great movie. I will never be as locked into anything as he was with Drummond.
No, and I respect him heavily for it.
Do we? He's kind of mad.
It's like the film bro equivalent of Black Swan.
You're so right. You're so,
yeah.
I gotta rewatch that. My sister's being a Black Swan for Halloween.
Wait,
I don't think she's seen the movie.
Oh, so not like.
But like, she's just like abstractly being the idea of a Black Swan.
Okay.
Maybe I'll make her watch the movie. Vision.
A little like traumatizing.
She's
before.
14.
Oh, that's fine.
Right?
Maybe.
We were. It's such an odd age to recommend things to because like, theoretically, no. But like, theoretically, yes. Like, what are they ready for? What are they not ready for? Life doesn't care what you're ready
Everything
for.
Everything and nothing.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I would describe being 14.
Yeah.
Specifically genuinely. In 7th and 8th grade. All right. Okay. How do we want to round off the episode?
I think.
Some finales. Little,
yeah, I think a little merry-go-round of life.
So good.
A little
teaser to a future episode, maybe.
Perhaps. Perchance.
But, you can't just say perchance. When can I stop saying that? It's like a real question. Anyways.
Okay. Yeah.
Play that.
We'll be back
to say goodbye.
We'll be back soon.
Yeah.
I have to read the thing one more time.
Oh, never mind.
We're not leaving yet. But okay. We're leaving soon.
Okay.
So.
Play that song. DJ.
time is coming to an end.
It is.
So this was Midnight Movies. And you're listening to 91.5 FM WFMO
Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Beautiful.
It's been lovely being here with you.
It really has. Thanks for dealing with this. It'll only get better. It's about the journey, not the destination.
So true.
And we've got so many exciting things to come that I just cooked up on my notes app right now. So be ready.
Be so ready. Here goes. Okay. Yes, have a great night.
Thanks for listening.
And we'll see you next week.
Tune in on Tuesdays. It was a silent night and all was quiet.